You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Celtics down 3-1 to the New York Knicks. They'd be down 3-1. I think even with a fully healthy Jason Tatum, they were down 7, which quickly became 9 when Tatum crumpled into a heap last night with what we fear is at minimum a season-ending Achilles injury and maybe next season-ending as well. We're awaiting any updates on that. No updates on the MRI, which Mazzulla told us last night. Tatum was going to get an MRI today.
A little too quiet.
Well, I don't know how to read into it either way. It probably makes no sense to read into it either way, but if you're asking me, I expected to get news by now. Shams' phone is working. It's working.
Yeah, he's busy.
He had the update earlier today on the Sixers promoting Jameer Nelson to assistant GM.
That's great.
Which was, I thought, the news everybody's been waiting for.
It was long overdue.
He just had a couple of tweets in the last few minutes about the estate of Paul Allen. The Portland Trailblazers are going to sell, or the Allen estate is going to sell the Portland Trailblazers. So Shams' phone is working. He's talking to people around the league. And unless I'm missing a report elsewhere, he's the person I'd expect to get it. No update yet on Jason Tatum and his injury situation. I think we're all fearing the worst, and I don't think any of us expect to see him again in this postseason. I asked you this earlier. Who needs to step up the most without Tatum?
So I think it's probably a couple answers, because one, Jaylen Brown has to. Like, Jaylen Brown is now the best player on the team, and you could even make an argument. Like, I think Brunson's better than him, but you could make an argument, like, at his best, maybe he's even the best player on the floor.
I agree with that. I would not personally make the argument, but an argument can be made that Jaylen Brown is the best player remaining in the series. He's the highest paid player remaining in the series, like the most well compensated and in some ways the most accomplished finals MVP and been to a bunch of all-star games and been all NBA.
Yeah, and if you're ranking all the players in the league, or if you're doing your top 10, if you're doing your top 25, like, you might have Brown over Brunson or vice versa. But I think it can't, like, just be him. So, like, he is somebody who, he's the finals MVP, for God's sake, so we should almost expect it. So it's less of like a step up, and it's more just play like we know that you can play. So I'd put him there. It has to be Porzingis. I have very, very little faith in it, but Porzingis is a big kind of swing player for the team. Like, they didn't really need him last year, but you also had Tatum healthy throughout the entire playoffs. Thought this was going to be a great matchup for him. His health has really gotten in the way. He hasn't even started. He hasn't played more than, I think it was 24 minutes last night. So he's at best playing half of the game. So I have very little faith in it. But just based on, you know, talent level and could be, it's Porzingis.
Porzingis, we all know, has been pretty invisible all postseason just watching him. But, like, when you actually read the numbers, it's even worse than I would have thought. He's averaging, any guesses, points per game in six appearances
in the series
postseason?
Or the whole postseason?
I'm sorry, 6 starts, 9 appearances in the postseason. Yeah, his overall averages. Oh. Any guesses?
Is he averaging, I mean, this series it's way down. So is he averaging 10?
9.
8. Okay, 9.
8.9.
Yeah.
Any guesses on the rebounds?
Oh, 5?
5 on the nose. Any guesses on his field goal percentage?
Oh, it's got to be pretty low. My guess would be 35.
33. How about his 3-point percentage?
Lower?
Much lower.
28?
14%.
Okay, so, like, useless. So, like, the question is, who needs to step up? He does, but I don't think it's happening. That's why I think the series is over.
Well, that's a different question.
Yeah.
Who needs to step up? Like, Jaylen Brown is, as poorly as he's playing, I'm not telling you Jaylen's playing great. He's giving you 22 a night. He's giving you something. You expect that to go up a little bit like it did against Orlando game two, where he scored 36, 10, 5. Jaylen's numbers are going to go up. Maybe the efficiency won't. Maybe he'll have a million turnovers, but the numbers are going to go up. Porzingis, I agree, is the one who needs to step up the most, needs to increase his output the most, because he's giving you nothing. Now, maybe he won't. Maybe there's no chance that happens. But if he elevated his play, Keith, and he stepped up, similar to how he did against Orlando in game two, do you give the Celtics any shot to win the series?
Yeah, I mean, if he plays like he did in game two of the Orlando Magic for the next three games, then yes.
So, again, what's the likelihood that happens? I have no idea. Okay, I don't think it's zero.
It's not like, oh, he's struggling to shoot. Like, Derek White, you could be like, well, one game he's shooting well, one game he isn't. There's something wrong with Porzingis. Like, he either doesn't have the wind or doesn't have something. Like, he hasn't looked right since game two.
The thing is, we argued with people all last year, do they need Porzingis or do they not need Porzingis? They never needed Porzingis to win a title.
No.
Now they need him. And so where's he going to be? Is he going to show up? You don't think so.
And this is also going to be what sort of speeds up the process of them getting under the second apron next year. They move on from Kristaps Porzingis, and it's going to end on a sour note, and you're going to say, didn't need him for the title, then he wasn't there when you needed him for the second go.
So look,
and so he's going to be gone, and I don't think a lot of people are going to freak out about it. They'll be like, okay, we can't rely on him.
Let's play the game that we're all expecting. Tatum's gone for a long time. It's an Achilles injury, brutal injury to come back from. Players don't traditionally come back from it very well in the NBA, in any sport, but in the NBA, I mean, Durant might be the exception to the rule.
He's probably the best example, especially because of his age. You really thought it would cost him, and he's come back, and he's been a perennial all-star. He's been all NBA a couple of times, so Durant is probably the one that if you're Tatum, and if this ends up being the injury, that's who you'd point to.
Most players do it, you know, older, like Kobe did it late in his career, Klay Thompson. You also had John Wall, and you had DeMarcus Cousins, which those are basically career enders for those guys who were perennial all-star players. I mean, those basically ended their careers.
Yeah, another good one was, how many more years did he play? Rudy Gay. Now, he was never an all-star, but like Rudy Gay was a good NBA player.
Yeah, good player.
And I don't think he was really ever the same. He returned and played, but he was never really the same.
So look, I don't think it's going to be that drastic. Like, it ends the career of Wall or DeMarcus Cousins or even Rudy Gay or late career Kobe. Like, Tatum might be closer to Durant, but it's a long injury. It's a long recovery. He may never be first-team All-NBA again. Durant never was first-team. So, you know, he could still be a great player and a perennial All-Star, but not the same ceiling he used to have. If Tatum misses next year on top of the rest of this postseason, I actually would change my answer from what I would have had going into it, where if they just got eliminated by the Knicks and Bill Chisholm is saying, we got to get below that second apron and we got to make changes and I got to start making my money back, my answer, if Tatum's healthy, would be deal Porzingis. I'm done with the Porzingis experience.
Mm-hmm.
If Tatum's out, I think my answer is Holiday is the guy that I would move first. I don't know what you'd get in return for Holiday. I don't know what you'd get in return for Porzingis, who only has 1 year left on his deal. But I think Jaylen and Porzingis, you're rolling the dice on health and you're banking on ceiling. I'd rather play that out than Drew Holiday, who I just don't think is a difference maker on just a so-so playoff team. I think he could be a difference maker on a championship caliber team, not a run-of-the-mill Eastern Conference team.
I saw a bunch of fake trades even before the Tatum injury. Like, could the Lakers get Drew Holiday? Like, they need a guy like that and everything else. So, yeah, no, he's an important player for the right team.
Maybe he's got more of a trade market than I give a credit for. A team like that might make sense. Yeah.
No, I just fear that this might just lead to more changes, because if Tatum was just back, you could maybe move on from Porzingis, like you were saying, and Hauser, I guess, and then therefore you save a bunch of money. You could then re-sign Al Horford at like a cheap rate because he's making another run at a title. Now all that kind of goes out the window. I don't know what Al Horford's appetite would be to run it back with the team for his last year that doesn't have Jason Tatum on it. Also, you know, if you move on from maybe Brad Stevens now looks at it as the ultimate challenge, and he has to not only shave a lot of money, but it's not just about retaining as many guys. It's getting the right mix and being really ready to go. Hey, be competitive. Be, you know, maybe next year's Pacers and you know, go on a run in the playoffs.
Which I think they were the one seed with Isaiah. You know, the Pacers won 50 games last year. They have one all-star who everybody thinks is overrated. Like,
but the real thing would be in 2026 being ready to go again. And so you don't waste any time. And so when Tatum does return, you have Tatum, Brown, probably White, Pritchard, and then the next three guys, which by this scenario would probably have to be two big guys, you'd have to figure that out. So I don't know if Brad's looking around the league at what other possibilities he has. Maybe Jrue Holiday goes to a contender. Maybe Porzingis goes to a team that'll just take his expiring contract. Because the injury thing is just too concerning. Like, it's been his entire career. Now it's also like this mystery illness which has come back. Yeah. And like, you don't know how much he can play. So you might just be better off moving on from all those guys, which is crazy to say. Because just 2 weeks ago, you're like, they're going to win two in a row. Well, we should yell at them if they get rid of anybody because they should be going for a three-peat.
I mean,
they're like, good Lord.
You know, the Tatum injury changes things a lot because they're down 3-1 either way, whether Tatum gets hurt last night or not. And I don't think any of us feel great about their chances. But even if they didn't win this year and Tatum's healthy, would I wager on them winning another title? Maybe. Now it's like, you look at the legacy of this group, it's early to bury them. I don't even think the series is over. I think they're going to win game five. If you win that, the pressure's on New York. You can still win this series. Indiana is not some unbeatable team in the Eastern Conference. I wouldn't give them any real chance at a title, but I still give them a chance in this series. And if they win that, I give them a chance to beat Indiana and get to an NBA Finals. All that.
Yeah, I think the NBA is more wide open than it's been, right? There's not those crazy teams. So if you are a playoff team, like the Pacers and Knicks and T-Wolves and Nuggets, they're all proving it this year.
Yeah, and I just think you now look at the what we thought could be a back-to-back champion or a team that could be dynastic, win back-to-back titles for the first time since those Warriors teams, do something Bird never did.
Yeah.
And now we're like, oh, they're just another one-off champion that beat up on a bunch of injured teams last postseason. Like, that's kind of now what it's going to look
like. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But it also shows you, you know, you got to be that team that isn't the injury team, right? Like, in 2008, they were healthy. They won the title. 2009, they were not healthy. They did not win the title. 2010, they were more healthy. Right, but then...
Oh, yeah, they lost Perk in
Game
7.
Yeah, they did lose Perk.
Yeah. Well, he got hurt in Game 6. He didn't play in Game 7, and they lost.
They also Doc Rivers the series. They had a lead.
They were up 3-2. Yeah,
so
yeah,
they did lose that. But that was the team, too. Like, if you were in, you know, going into the 08 playoffs, you were like, wow, like, this team could win three in a row, and they won
100%.
And so, yeah, now the Celtics feel like they're in that same spot because it's just the series of events last night, you couldn't ask for anything worse, because now you're not just talking about this playoff run, you're talking about a potential next year's playoff run maybe being out the window.
617-779-7937. Kelly's in Amherst. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, yeah, full disclosure, I am a Celtics fan. I know I was supposed to mention what team I like.
We were talking about
Jaylen Brown having to step up. I think so far he's doing pretty good. Honestly, I think what would be more realistic is for him to stay steady, because I think he's just got too much issues physically right now. And it's not because of what I'm seeing. It's because of what I'm not seeing. And I'll just say this one thing. Last year, oh, my God, every other game, it was this crazy thunder dunk flying through the rafters. I'm not seeing a lot of lift this year. I don't think he has it.
Okay. He says he thinks Jalen's going to step up, but interesting.
He also doesn't.
You think Jalen's hurt? We've gotten maybe that was Kelly texting in. I saw a text about this earlier today. Jalen's not healthy. Do you think his knee's bothering him? I don't know.
I didn't think
Tatum's wrist was an issue. They were making a big deal. Jefferson and Doris were making a big deal about his wrist last night. They just barely noticed his wrist celebration, which he's been doing for weeks now at this point, but they just barely noticed it.
They're all like,
what's that? Is that a new thing
for
them?
They're too busy watching the Knicks.
Maybe.
They are loving the Knicks.
They do love the Knicks. I mean, they did game three.
No, Brown, I don't know. I mean, he shot better in the Orlando series. He's not shooting well in this series.
No,
is that the knee? I don't know.
Do I think Jalen's hurt? Maybe he's dealing with something, but I don't think that's his issue.
He's barking at him.
I mean, Porzingis needs to suck it up and play through it. Yeah. I think Tatum was fine before he crumpled in a heap last night with what looks like an Achilles injury.
But this is a huge opportunity for Jaylen Brown, because he's talked about it, and I think he's accepted his role, and like, he could still be Finals MVP, right? Like, he proved it last year. But he's mentioned a few times about how, like, well, you know, goes through Tatum, or like, he's our guy on offense, and I've sacrificed things. We all sacrifice things. Like, you're the guy now, and if you pull this out, if you go, you'll get all the credit. You will get all the credit. If they win three straight games and go on to the next round, it'll be huge for him.
You want to, you know, cement your legacy in Celtics history. Maybe it's already cemented as the Finals MVP, so maybe that's
yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah.
You want to add to it, add awesome. To the lore of Jaylen Brown, lead this team from a 3-1 deficit against a Knicks team that I don't think any of us think is great, maybe better than we thought.
Yes.
But I don't think it's a great team. Dig them out of a 3-1 deficit, and you can really add to your legacy from a year ago. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Keith, you just got sent some Bill Belichick. We get these from time to time.
Yeah, we
from,
do.
BetOnline.ag. We get the odds on various items. What do we have on Bill
Belichick
today?
So they had a bunch of Bill Belichick props, I think, a couple weeks ago. They've updated and they've added more to include his upcoming interview with Michael Strahan.
Oh, because he's got the sit-down. Right, duh. On Good Morning America on Friday, yes.
So this is ridiculous. Like, this is something you can bet on. Which will be wider, the gap on Michael Strahan's teeth, or a tear, rip, and Bill Belichick's shirt?
Ooh, nice.
That's outrageous. That's actually the heavy favorite.
Going with Strahan.
No, Belichick, heavy favorite.
Heavy favorite for a bigger rip in his shirt?
Yeah, than gap in his teeth. I think that's insulting.
What? He's going to wear the ripped shirt again? I don't think so.
What?
He's hiring a new PR guy.
All right, well, so speaking of that, what top will Belichick be wearing during the Good Morning America interview?
Not talking about this.
Okay, a button-down shirt at plus 100, polo or golf shirt.
Nope.
A hoodie sweatshirt.
Maybe.
Or a t-shirt.
Oh, no. Is zero shirt an option?
Shirtless?
Yeah.
Not off the board.
Okay, that's not off the board. That's a write-in. I'm going to go with, button down.
He's going to wear
he's going to class it up.
A baby blue tie is minus 200 if he wears a tie.
Okay.
Which school will Belichick's clothing be during the interview? The three options are North Carolina, Navy, or the Patriots.
It's not going to be the Patriots.
Rule that one out.
Okay. It is amazing he was wearing Navy while he was employed by the University of North Carolina.
So if he really has like a new PR guy, he will be wearing like
a button down with baby blue Carolina.
Or even like even if it's a North Carolina golf shirt that like is something you could wear like on the sideline.
Sure.
I can see that.
Yeah. Good call.
I also feel like Good Morning America is a little different than CBS Sunday mornings or whatever.
I wouldn't know the difference.
What's the difference? What are you saying? It's a little more.
I feel like Good Morning America is more.
More formal?
Prestigious, I guess.
Ooh,
like
I don't know.
CBS Sunday mornings?
Maybe. I don't know.
Could speak to it.
Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts and Strahan? Maybe. Yeah, probably.
All right. How many questions will Strahan ask about Belichick's girlfriend? Over, under 1.5?
Oh, under.
Seven!
No. That's what he should do. We're going to be lucky if he asks one.
I think there's a chance he doesn't ask any.
Yeah, same. He should. He better. I mean, you have to. If nothing else, just be like, just ask him randomly, not randomly, but ask to try to wade into it a little bit just about Miss Maine, just generically about Miss Maine.
What will happen first during the interview? Jordan Hudson makes an appearance or Tom Brady makes an appearance?
Not talking about this.
Neither.
I feel like neither.
But I don't think she's going to be there, but she's far more likely.
Who will Michael Strahan mention first? Robert Kraft or Jordan Hudson?
Ooh, probably. I think Hudson.
Both would be good, but I think there's also a chance just because of Strahan and Belichick's relationship that neither get brought up.
No, me too. But now, which one's more likely? Hudson.
Hudson.
Yeah,
way more in the news, and I think for a show like Good Morning America, more interest for people
like
Kraft.
That matters much more to their audience than Bill's relationship with Robert.
What will Michael Strahan say first? Gold digger or sugar daddy? No bet for me.
No bet. I would go gold digger personally.
Which Belichick Jordan image will be shown first during the interview?
Oh,
the yoga pick or the mermaid pick?
Mermaid. Mermaid is kind of the OG.
And then it gets into a whole bunch of these, like, will Belichick be the North Carolina coach week one? Yes, it's still the heavy, heavy favorite.
What is it?
So, minus 2,500.
Okay, we didn't play the audio, but Pablo Torre was talking about how the buyout on June 1st, a lot of people looked at it as Bill buying it out.
Yeah.
UNC could always buy him out. So I think there's a chance. I like the way Curran said it earlier when we asked him about it. Curran's like, yeah, I mean, there's a chance. I think the heavy favorite should be he coaches this year at North Carolina, and then it's TBD, but I think there's a chance he doesn't make it there, sure.
There's also a ton of names on the Jordan Hudson next boyfriend prop.
Oh, wow. How did we... give me these.
Do you want the long shots all the way down to the favorite or the favorite down to the long... Okay. The guys with the longest odds.
Yeah, start long.
Joe Biden.
Wow.
500-1. Clint Eastwood.
I saw a report today.
The boss.
He needed a wheelchair is what they felt during his time in the White House. That's kind of her type.
William Shatner, Hulk Hogan, these are like Trump, these are the long, Schwarzenegger, Michael Douglas, Sly Stallone, Robert Kraft. These are longer.
Wow. Robert Kraft would be, that'd be something if
Rex
that
Ryan, nice. A little revenge. I think he's happily married.
Okay.
Christopher Walken. The favorite.
Christopher Walken.
He's great in Severance. Chris, Urban Meyer is the favorite.
Yeah, I could see that.
16-1, followed by Charlie Sheen, Deion Sanders, George Clooney, Tom Brady, Billy Bob Thornton, Jeff Bezos, Sean Penn, Shannon Sharp. I don't know who comes up with these, but these are real things.
Brady and Kraft, though, being on the list. Very interesting.
Lou Holtz. I've seen memes about her breaking up with Bill for Lou Holtz.
I'll get it in.
Yep, could be Onk.
Yeah,
could
be Onk. I would hope not, for her sake.
Anthony Hopkins has the same odds as Brett Favre. Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Gotta be. How old is he?
Old.
Yeah.
Mike Ditka's on here. It's a mix of like famous old guys and coaches. Like old coaches.
And in the case of Ditka,
yeah.
Unaware that he's farting on national television.
Correct.
Yeah. Both. Yep. In the case of Ditka. You see the report that she turned down Dancing with the Stars. She turned down Dancing with the Stars.
I feel like that is a fake news report.
Oh, you're not buying it.
I feel like she's probably petitioned to be on that show for years. She would be the first in line for that show.
I would find it hard to believe if they offered it to her, she said no. That seems
so
like...
we heard that whole story. Remember, that's the Pablo Torre had like the dozens of people that were on the commercial set.
Yep.
So she's fighting tooth and nail to get into an Underdog Fantasy commercial.
Where they're telling her, we don't need you. Yeah.
And yet she could go on Dancing with the Stars.
And she doesn't
finished
want
third in Miss Maine, and she's trying to get on Dancing with the
Great
Stars.
Great point.
Yeah.
Right. She's showing up to a Holiday Inn in Maine to try out and finish third in the Miss Maine competition.
I'm surprised they didn't ask her, though.
And she'll say no to Dancing with the Stars. Great point.
I'm surprised they didn't ask her. I can't imagine they're bringing in actual stars, because even season one, they didn't have actual stars. You can only imagine season 20 if they have any real stars.
Yeah.
She'd probably be one of the most famous people there.
That's a perfect show for her.
Yeah.
That's a perfect show. Okay. Well, there's your update on that. You can jump in on the Celtics as well. Dial up WEEI Afternoons. They come your way 2 o'clock, 617-779-7937. We have our clip du jour.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have another pair of tickets to the Red Sox and Mets on a 2 for Tuesday. We'll give those away right after Trending with Billy Lanny. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
How about a nice greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty
grab bag?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.